All right, let's get to this group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so we need to keep them anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
They say, I'm just going to be blunt. Toss this out there because I am 38 years old. I'm 9 months pregnant and I'm incapable of BS.
Okay. Her BS filter is down.
My POS husband cheated on me while I was 7 months pregnant.
Oh gosh. Okay.
I am done. I want nothing to do with him. And now he's complaining because I'm going to name the baby after my father, who he hates.
Oh gosh.
Also, he thinks other kids will make fun of the name Oscar and call him Oscar the Grouch and make jokes about living in a trash can.
Oh.
He feels he still has the right to name this child as much as I do, but I say he walked out on both of us and gave up his rights to name him when he chose to step out on me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm hormonal and all the things, and this is not how I saw welcoming our first child into the world to go.
Mm.
He's begging to be a part of our son's life, but the thought of having to co-parent with him makes me nauseous.
Oh, gosh.
Hoping there are some listeners who have been through something like this to help me navigate through it all. Thanks.
Oh, I feel bad for her.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful. Like she said, I mean, this should be one of the most exciting times of her life.
Yeah.
And now it's just kind of completely overshadowed by all of that backstory. And like she said, I mean, you have to try to put your feelings aside if you, you know, want the father to be a part of your baby's life.
Right.
And now does he reserve the right to have a say in the naming?
Okay. Man, I mean, like, my knee-jerk reaction is no.
Right, I want to side with her. Like,
yeah,
you have
right.
a valid point.
Right, I like my, and sorry, we're glazing over something else. Oscar's a beautiful name. Don't worry
exactly.
about that.
Exactly, yes.
Don't worry about that. Like,
But I understand the whole, we went through all of that with all the names that we were picking out. Like, okay, what are the ways that maybe kids can twist this? And, you know, because we were initially thinking of Eva for Ava, and we were afraid that the kids were going to call her Evil Eva or something, and so we settled on Ava, and we still loved it.
Okay.
Ava Grace. So I don't know. I get some of that concern, but as far as does he have the right to chime in now?
Yeah. Man. I mean, like I said, I feel like... It's in this instance, it's your decision.
Well, Erica says, I've definitely been where you are, and I completely understand how you feel. But like you said, you are hormonal and you deserve to feel how you feel.
Right.
It's okay to be done with it, but that is his child too. He does have a right to help name the baby and co-parent. It's your situation though. You do what's best for you. Sending all the love.
Okay. All right. This is why it's group therapy, because we're kind of like split on this right now. 502-795-1997. If you've been in this situation, maybe you were cheated on while you were pregnant. And then all of a sudden that changed everything.
Right. Your knee jerk is just to kick him out of all the things.
Yeah.
But you do have to remember that despite what he did to you, he is still
sure.
the baby's father.
Sure. All right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your take on this, your story maybe. We'll get to those coming up on 99.7 EJX with group therapy. Man, this group therapy is a little tough. It's 99.7 EJX because my knee jerk reaction is to say, you know what? He cheated. He doesn't get those rights anymore to name his kid, because that's the message we got from a listener who she's 9 months pregnant. She admits she's hormonal. And she just found out her husband stepped out on her, and he doesn't want her to name her kid Oscar. And she's like, it's named after my, what was it, grandpa or dad? Yeah,
dad. And I guess her soon-to-be ex-husband hates her dad.
Yeah,
Now, I don't know what the other contender is on the table. Like, I don't know what dad wants to name the baby, but she is pretty set on Oscar. Jess says, I totally get how you're feeling, but he's the dad. You have to put your kids first and let your kid know his dad and let dad be a part of his life. Bite the bullet, grow up, learn to co-parent for your son's sake.
Okay, also, names, the meaning of names change once you give them to a kid. And let me explain real quick. Because I remember I wasn't set on Sophia as a name. Sophia is one of my twin daughters. I thought it was a dog's name. I was like, that's a dog's name. I associated Sophia with a dog.
Really?
Yes.
There are so many Sophias in the world that are, you know, beautiful women, and that, and you thought dog?
So I came around to saying, okay, well, all right, we'll name her Sophia, because we had had Isabella's name picked out for a long time when we found out we were having twins and we had to come up with another one, right? So anyways, once you know, she was born, and I started associating Sophia now with this human, all of that went away. It all went away. And so I say that to say, if you love Oscar and you want to name him Oscar, maybe that is still on the table, because he might change after the fact, where it's like, okay, yes, it's named after your dad. Maybe he doesn't like your dad. But once he meets the kid, that's going to change.
Well, you hope. But yes, I understand. The whole issue here is, you know, and we were talking about like letting him co-parent, and he may be a great father despite, you know, not being a super great husband to you. But the fact is, does he still have a right to have a say in naming the child?
Now, this happened.
And a lot of people are divided on that.
Yeah, I know.
People are just like, no. Yes, he deserves the same kinds of rights to that baby that you do. Others are just like, nope, he did what he did.
Yep.
You get to name the child.
I know.
You're giving birth. So there's a couple of different schools of thought on that.
Yeah, there's not one clear winner or answer to this. Now, you wanted to remain anonymous too. This literally happened to you 15 years ago. What would your advice to her be today?
I would say you never have to forget what he did, but forgive him for the moment, because when you're going through this pregnancy, it's a lot on a man, believe it or not. You know, you deal with a lot of hormones at home. You deal with a lot, and it does not in any way, shape, or form make cheating okay.
Yeah.
But give it a little time. Try to forgive. You know, you're never going to forget it. Try to forgive. And try to at least start on a good note as a family. And then with time, if it doesn't work, you know that you're coming at it at a level head, not a hormonal head.
Right.
But
good point.
Your baby deserves a chance, you know, to have that time with not only mom, but dad also. And it's something that I'll never forget, experiencing it with my son's dad. I would never, you know, think in a million years I would have ever said that. But 15 years later, I'm so glad that we got to all three enjoy that time together.
Well, thank you for sharing. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, you guys have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
That's a really good point. Yeah, it's like, you know, put the setting aside, looking ahead, these feelings are not going to be as raw. But you can't like get that time back when your son enters the world, and you want the dad to be a part of that too, regardless of how you're feeling about him right now. I think everybody's on the same page as far as like making sure that dad's a part of the picture parenting. But as far as getting to name the kid, does he have a say?
I don't know if we're going to end this group therapy session with a clear answer.
Yeah, I don't either, because a lot of people have different opinions on that.
Yeah, because I kind of am on the side of name the kid who you want. He'll come around on the name, but not everybody's saying that. So I don't know. Anyways.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The way we did it was, you know, I picked girl names, he picked boy names, and whatever the gender was going to be, that's who won. Or you can, you know, a lot of people just put your top two in a bucket and literally pull it out. If you want to try to keep it fair, you know, I understand you're not feeling, I want to be fair right now.
Right, right. You have a lot of other feelings for sure.
Right. Yeah, and I don't know if you've talked to your family. Obviously, I'm hoping that the family knows what's going on, because I feel like you're going to need the support of your inner
circle. Right.
And maybe, you know, see what they think. I don't know if that's going to convolute things, or if you're just kind of going for outsiders to give you an opinion, to give you a clear answer. But maybe if you're trying to work through this, do the draw name from a bucket. Put his favorite, your favorite, and then let fate decide.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to move on. Hopefully, you're able to find some sort of peace and everything in all this, and
yeah,
you know,
and just find joy in your baby.
Well, in the last few weeks of you with the baby inside you, you know.
Yes, exactly. Yes,
right.
Just keep bonding with your child. That is the best part to come out of this. It may feel like a dumpster fire right now, but when it all comes out of it, you're getting a son, and he's going to be the biggest blessing, regardless of everything that's going on between you and dad.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted on everything. And that is Group Therapy.